This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. Vivian Castleberry has seen it all. Born in the Roaring Twenties, she came of age in Texas during the Great Depression and became a journalism pioneer in Dallas. For nearly three decades, she edited what were at first called the women's pages of the Dallas Times-Herald. And then, in her 60s, when many folks would be gliding toward retirement, she started a new career as a peace activist. She's just turned 95, and we caught up with her at her Dallas home. Vivian Castleberry, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you.
I take it you didn't like that title, The Women's Pages, very much.
I inherited a section that was food, fashion, society, and home furnishings. I was working for an all-male management who thought that women were interested only in what women traditionally did. I knew that there were stories out there that were not being covered, and I wanted to hold those stories up to a reading public that was ready for them.
You've tackled some tough topics. Rape, child abuse,
yeah.
Race relations.
Right.
How did the men who ran the paper react to that?
First with puzzlement, and then with a little resistance. My husband once said to me, "Honey, why don't you just do what they want you to do and what they pay you for and not push so hard?" And I said, "Because I have a reading public that is pushing, and I have a wonderful staff that is pushing, and I know I'm right. I know it is time. I know that women are interested in things other than shopping and staying at home or playing bridge or going to the country club."
You raised
five daughters
at a time nobody had even heard of work-life balance or family leave. How did you manage that balance?
Well, I say the short story is that I was married to the world's most liberated man. Kurt and I talked long hours about whether or not I could pull this off. Because you're right, I was working at the time when a woman's place was in the home and she was not expected to go out and have a career. So I could have entertained a lot of guilt.
You were the first woman to serve on the Times-Herald editorial board. What was it like being the only female voice in that room?
It was lonely. The night before I went on the editorial board, on Monday morning, Kurt and I were walking the block and talking about, and I said, "You know, I'm not sure I'm ready for this. I just don't know whether I'm smart enough to go in." The next night, I got home and Kurt said, "Well, how did it go?" I said, "You're not going to believe this. They spent the first 30 minutes talking about last night's Cowboy football game."
What made you flip that switch in 1984 and turn from journalism to a more activist role?
Well, I had done everything I could for women and for this community. The Times-Herald at the time had a revolving door of management. The end was not too far off, and I could see that. So 10 days after I walked out of the Times-Herald, I was on my first of four trips to what was then the Soviet Union as a grassroots citizen diplomat. And that came about quite naturally when I think it over. I am the daughter of a World War I veteran who around our dining room table would very often say that there are better ways of solving the world's problems than by killing each other. And we have to find a way to do it.
Do you have any regrets?
I've lived almost 100 years, and I have seen so many dramatic things happen. I have lived a life that very few people get to live. And I don't have time for regrets because there are other things still waiting for me to do. My health is winding down, so I know that the days are numbered, but I am living life to the fullest.